Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Something Greater. A meditation for Friday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Opening prayer. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel say, "His mercy endures forever." Let the house of Aaron say, "His mercy endures forever." Let those who fear the Lord say, "His mercy endures forever." From Psalm 118. Encountering Christ. 1. The Sabbath. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. Nothing God does is by chance. Everything that happens, God either wills or allows, in order that good can be done for his glory. Jesus led the disciples through the grain field, knowing his disciples were very hungry and that the Pharisees were among them. He was provoking both to act so he could reveal more fully who God is. God's will is revealed in every circumstance if we have eyes to see. He calls on us through prayer and discernment to seek God's will in the daily happenings of our lives. 2. God questions. Jewish rabbis typically taught by asking questions, and Jesus continued this tradition. Biblical scholars attribute more than 100 questions in the New Testament to Jesus. This is often an effective method for teaching, because questions can draw our thoughts beyond the limits of what we know into a deeper understanding of Scripture through discussion and debate. In this case, Jesus was asking the Pharisees to reconsider their understanding with regard to keeping the Sabbath. When we question a church teaching, our Lord never minds our sincere inquiries. He welcomes our study and encourages us as we wrestle with difficult teachings. He has provided us with great resources: knowledgeable priests, spiritual directors, excellent online resources like the Bible in a Year podcast by Father Mike Schmitz, and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Reading from the Catechism for just 15 minutes a day will take us far in our understanding of our faith. 3. Something greater. If the Pharisees accepted what Jesus said was true, it meant that they would acknowledge his divinity, for Jesus plainly called himself divine by stating, "I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." How well do we internalize that Jesus is something greater, that he is the Lord, our King, our Master, our Brother? That Jesus is almighty, never changing, perfect in love? Philosopher A.W. Tozer said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Our understanding of God informs our every thought and action. we do well to ponder daily. Who do you say that I am? When we truly believe that Jesus is something greater, every aspect of our lives is changed for the better. Conversing with Christ. Lord, you refuse to let me stay in my own understanding. You constantly call me to a deeper understanding of you. No one can become blessed unless he ascends above his very self, not by an ascent with the body, but with the heart. Saint Bonaventure. Jesus, I trust in you. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will open the Catechism of the Catholic Church, heeding these words of St. John Paul II. In reading the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we can perceive the wonderful unity of the mystery of God.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.